We shall not cease from exploration, and the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started and to know the place for the first time. T.S. Eliot. My name is Troy Klein, and welcome to another special Sun Earth Day podcast. In the last Arctic Impressions podcast, we were given insight into the everyday life of one family living in Barrow, Alaska, as described by visiting middle school teacher Dorian Janney. On each day of Dorian's incredible journey, she kept a journal of her experience complete with descriptive text and imagery that she emailed back to her students in Maryland at the end of each day. In today's podcast, Dorian will read day 3 from that journal that describes her visit with the Sun Earth Day team to a high school in Barrow. Don't forget to visit the Sun Earth Day website for more information and phenomenal imagery directly related to each of these podcasts. So let's get started. Here's Dorian.
Greetings from the top of the world. It is now day 3 of my wonderful Alaskan adventure, and I'm ready to see what today will bring. The weather report says we will have warm temperatures, a high of 27 degrees and a low of negative 2. But we will have blizzard conditions off and on throughout the day. Apparently, as Barrow is actually in a desert, another huge surprise for me, they don't get very much snow here. Everything is covered in snow, so that's kind of hard for me to believe. But I guess it must be because it never melts. I've now moved into a place known as the Gnarl Hotel, which is actually an old building that was built way back in the early 1970s for oil workers. It had been out in Prudhoe Bay and was moved here for Arctic scientists to use. The rooms are very small and not at all fancy, but it is just fine. I'm sharing a room with Elaine Lewis, a NASA educational specialist. We have one really funky bathroom for all the women, with only an old shower curtain to use as a door between the toilets. Like I said, it isn't anything fancy, but the water is hot and there are washcloths, and so I'm very content. Today, Elaine and I spent the day at the high school that's here in town, teaching students about solar storms. To get there, we had to drive in a four-wheel drive truck in the blinding snow. Back home in Maryland, they would have definitely canceled school in that weather. Although the high school doesn't look that impressive from the outside, it was gorgeous inside. When we were outside, there were actually 5-foot icicles hanging off some of the windows, which looked really cool, literally. Elaine and I taught 4 block schedule classes. Each was about 80 minutes long, and the students were incredibly well-behaved and very interested in our presentation. Our topic was space weather. And while all of them had seen the aurora ever since they were tiny, very few of them knew what caused these brilliant light shows in the winter evening skies. Many of them were surprised that we don't see aurora in Rockville. They explained to us what the aurora looked like and said that after seeing them almost every night in the winter, they really didn't pay much attention to them at all anymore. First, we taught them about the sun and explained the process of how the sun creates the energy that may become solar flares or coronal mass ejections. And these are what ultimately cause aurora to occur simultaneously at both the north and south polar regions. Elaine and I stayed all day, having lunch with the students and their teacher in the cafeteria, and we even stayed after school to chat for a while with the teacher and her husband and their daughter. By the time we left at 4 p.m., it was already pitch black outside. There are only about 250 high school students, and they really seem to get along well. Because it is such an isolated community here in Barrow, as there are no roads in or out, everybody knows each other very well. Many of the teachers have lived in Barrow most of their lives. Mrs. Roseberry, the science teacher whose classes we worked in, is married to another teacher at the high school, and their 3 children go to that school. As a matter of fact, her daughter was in her first period class. Imagine what it would be like having your mother as your science teacher. The teachers also know every parent, which makes it a little easier to establish a sense of community at the school. They have many sports teams, As a matter of fact, the basketball teams were playing this Friday night, and the girls' basketball team was traveling by charter plane to a school to play, and the boys' basketball team was flying to another school by a chartered plane. So instead of taking the school bus, they fly on planes to go and play at other schools. They have many sports teams, a beautiful gym, and an indoor pool and ice hockey rink right across the street. After we returned to our home, the Barrow Arctic Science Consortium, known as BASC, we talked about our plans for interviewing people for our upcoming podcasts, and I worked on fixing up my pictures to put in my photo diary. Our conference officially begins tomorrow, and already scientists from all around the world have begun to arrive. It should be so exciting. Tomorrow will be the first time that the sun has risen here in Barrow since sometime last fall, which is going to be a pretty special day. It is supposed to come up around 1:06 p.m. and then set only an hour later. It does get pretty light during the middle of the day here, but you don't ever see the sun because it remains below the horizon. Well, that's all for now. Signing off, this is Ms. Janney.
We would like to give a special thanks to Dorian for taking the time to share her incredible journey with us. In the next Arctic Impressions podcast, we'll hear more from Dorian's journal as she describes her experience at the Polar Gateway's Arctic Circle Sunrise Conference in Barrow. Since that conference started on January 23rd, Dorian also witnessed a beautiful event called the Polar Sunrise. We are very interested in hearing your questions and comments about the Sun Earth Day podcast. If you have something to say, send an email to sunearthdaypodcast@mail630.gsfc.nasa.gov. That's Sun Earth Day Podcast at mail630.gsfc.nasa.gov. Sun Earth Day is a program sponsored by the NASA Sun Earth Connection Education Forum at the Goddard Space Flight Center and at the UC Berkeley Space Sciences Laboratory.
This is Troy Klein signing off.